Hey, hello, hi, what is up, and welcome back to another episode of the Let's Get Aloha Spirit podcast. I am your host, Kyla Nicole, the creator of getalohaspirit.com, a website where I talk about all things positivity and a bunch of other cool stuff. So today we're going to be talking about something that I've been wanting to talk about for quite some time now. I just haven't gotten around to it, and that is how you can explore your spirituality. And before we get into talking about it, I just wanted to set a couple disclaimers. One, I wanted to define spirituality in the way that I'm using it. It can be used in a religious sense, but I'm using this in more of a reference to believing in a higher power, not necessarily a god, whether it is a universe or spirit guides, whatever that may be. In my case, and how I'm using this, spirituality refers to elements of like natural healing, or voodoo, as I like to say, or what the kind of content you would see in my hippie stuff section on my website, where we see discussions on law of attraction and soon to be discussions on astrology, crystals, meditation, you know, Enneagram, all those cool things. So the second disclaimer I wanted to make is just note and keep this in mind. I am in no way enforcing this onto you, and in no way am I saying you have to listen to me in this case. I really like the idea of being able to explore this kind of thing and learn about these kinds of things, and I wanted to share how I have kind of learned about my own spirituality in terms of my relationship with the universe, which is my higher power. So I just want to put that out there. I'm not forcing this. This is completely just a discussion and something that I've been wanting to do on my website. And I will also mention certain things, like I have already mentioned, like law of attraction and all that kind of stuff. I will do a deeper dive into researching those things separately because there's so much information and there's so much I want to talk about, but I don't want to put this in this episode because this episode is just simply about the exploration of these kinds of things. So without further ado, let's get right on into it. So before we hop in, there are a few things that I want to like kind of set as like, you know, to preface this discussion. So first, I just want to say that you can choose how you want to apply, you know, these things into your life. And a lot of these for me, and personally, I'm not saying this has to be for you, but is a lot of just self-discovery and self-growth and kind of learning about myself. And you can, there's so much knowledge. There is so much out there. And you can really select how you learn and what you learn and the things that you apply into your life. So for example, for me, the law of attraction and astrology has been like my primary mode of just discovering who I am and then learning more about who I am. And law of attraction has been a very prominent part of my belief system and in my mindset for the past like 2 years or so. But when you look at my knowledge on crystals and chakras, while I have that kind of knowledge, I've kind of chosen to suppress, you know, the full extent in which I could be learning these things, which is totally 100% okay. And second, this kind of ties into this, there is no right or wrong way to do any of this. You, like I said, can control how you're going to let your journey apply to you. It is your journey. It is your route to self, or your route to self-discovery. It is what you want to take out of it. There's so much out there, and there's no right or wrong way to choose like how you're going to implement these things into your life, or to the full extent in which they're implemented in your life. You can incorporate them as you please, and there's no right or wrong way to do it. And third, it can be really overwhelming at first because there is so much information out there, but just stick to it. Start small, stick to one idea, one concept, and there are so many out there in the natural healing spiritual world. And you can even like see these in certain things like tarot and all these things, but start with one. And then once you start to grasp that, and maybe you don't, you know, you're not entirely interested in it, you can jump into something else. Some elements may or may not be for you, and that is totally okay. Don't feel pressured to, you know, I have to follow my horoscope, I have to listen to astrology. You don't. You can really use, especially, and this is something that I'm going to say with astrology, and I do want to do an episode where I just talk about astrology. Astrology doesn't have to determine your every move in life, but I will say your alignment with the universe, you can use it just to kind of learn a little bit about yourself, learn about what all the signs and the ascendants and the houses and the planets, learn how they all impact you. And maybe you can use that to help, you know, alleviate whatever is going on in your life, but you really can choose how to do any of this. And this is probably going to sound, I'm going to be very vague, but not vague. I don't know. This is going to be an interesting episode, just to say the least. So hang on tight, maybe get some popcorn, cup of tea, something, because this is going to be an interesting ride. So for me, as I said before, spirituality is a lot of self-discovery and learning about yourself and kind of learning about how you want, learning not only about who you are now, but how you want to present yourself to society. And it can really create a very strong connection with yourself and allow you to be very connected and responsive to what you need. And it can be good for your mental health and well-being as well, depending on how you use this, how you choose to use them. So how do you get there? How do you start? How do you branch off into this? And literally just start with research. I have so many sources of information. I have a Pinterest board on my Pinterest account. You can see my Pinterest. I believe my Pinterest. Yeah, it's Kyla Nicole 2013. Just search that on about Pinterest. And I have a board titled Voodoo. I also will have it linked onto the website post. And I have everything spiritual I'm learning about. I have a section on law of attraction. I have a section on astrology. I have it on chakras. I have it on essential oils. And then I have stuff on my angel numbers and Enneagrams and just all of those things. And there is so much more out there, but that is what I've just chosen to kind of focus my knowledge on. And you can refer back to those for clarification, but save all of your sources that you use. There's even, I have a folder in my bookmarks bar of all my voodoo stuff and other things that I just have to refer back to. And to use when I want to learn, and I save all the sources that I learn from, because you never know, they come in handy, and it's always important just to be able to look back at your work. And I have a notebook of it's designated for this kind of spiritual stuff. So it's my manifestation notebook, my gratitude notebook. It is notes of just learning about, you know, I'm not going to go into the entire specific about everything that I've researched and everything that I know and what I would love to talk about and share with you guys, because again, like I said, I will have entire podcast episodes about these things because I love talking about them and I love learning about them and I love sharing this kind of knowledge. But save everything because it becomes helpful when you want to look back at it or you want to learn more, find other sources, kind of branch off into other forms of information. I have so many websites saved on my laptop right now. It is crazy. But start there with just basic learning and scanning documents and just, or skimming through them and then, you know, doing a deep dive and just really find something that makes you feel good and find something that you're genuinely interested in and learn about this. And also applies to like everything. Like if you're interested in something, research the crap out of it, learn about it, understand it. There you go. Another thing that I've done a lot, and especially in the past like year, I've really honed in on, you know, my sense of spirituality in the past like year and a half, I would say. I've really found this happy, balanced connection, and I owe it partly to just watching YouTube. There are so many YouTubers out there who talk about so many of these like natural healing, spirituality things. That's kind of what the overall branch of this discussion is about, natural healing and spirituality. There's so many YouTubers out there who talk about law of attraction as well as astrology, but you can find them on like tarot readings, you can find them on Enneagrams and your chakras and how to meditate in the best way and in all these things, and it's literally anything under the spirituality umbrella, and I'm sure there are hundreds of more out there, but I just don't know them. But there are so many ways you can research these things. And YouTube is one of them, because these people kind of act as like guidance. So they, not only are they teaching you things, but they obviously have experience in this realm of spirituality, if you will. So they can then, you know, branch off and help you and help guide you and help you figure out, where do you want to take, you know, this knowledge? Where do you want to take yourself on this journey? And this next one is one that, once you have your foundation and once you know what you're interested in, once you've researched enough, and you're like, okay, now I can apply this into my real life. Make everything you do a habit. And this especially applies to like law of attraction and finding balance through meditating and law of attraction specifically. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm stumbling on my words today. I apologize. But if you do not practice the law of attraction regularly, if you do not, every day, if you do not do something for law of attraction every day, and whether that is just simply visualizing or whether that is manifesting through writing, there's so much to law of attraction. And again, I will talk about this in an entirely different podcast episode. But if you do not practice these things on a regular basis, whether it is daily, depending on what it is, or whether it is just weekly, biweekly, whatever, if you do not make this a part of your daily routine, it's not going to be effective. And again, this really applies to like law of attraction and meditation practice. If you just meditate every now and then, you're not going to have your practice honed in on. You're not going to have a strong grasp on it. It may be effective, but it's not as effective and as it can be and as it should be. So the more you practice and the more you apply these into your life and the more you make them a part of your routine, not only will they become more effective and not only will they make a larger impact on your life, but they will become instinctual and they'll just naturally occur once you set that foundation. And that is so important because then you're going to start seeing growth and you're going to start seeing, you know, all these changes and you're going to start really seeing a difference in your mindset, in your well-being, in your headspace, all the fun things. And so just remember that and keep that in mind. So once you've set your foundation of knowledge, set your foundation of a habit. And then it'll just keep growing and growing and growing. And speaking of growth, document your time. And this is something that I love. If you've been here a while, you know that I'm a sucker for journaling. I think journaling is incredibly powerful. It is incredibly good for you. So I highly recommend journaling and journaling your journey. As time goes on, from your start to your finish, document how the things that you've learned, document how you're feeling, and then document how these practices have changed how you're feeling, how they've changed your attitude, how you interact with people, how you connect with yourself, like whether or not you are more connected, you are more aware of your being, or whether you feel more at ease or balanced, because a lot of these things do help with these things. They do ease and they do put you more at balance. Take notes of these changes, and then maybe, you know, if you're in a more negative headspace, take note of, once I start practicing this, does my headspace change? I know that once I started practicing the law of attraction and once I started looking more at my birth chart, in terms of astrology, I've kind of understood like why am I in this slump? And then you can use this information and you can use the positive reinforcement that you have from these things that you've learned to change your mindset and react. And a lot of these things, such that of, you know, your chakra, where your chakras are in terms of their alignment and where your, you know, your planets were in alignment, you can really use those things to figure out, okay, what do I need to change? What do I need to take advantage of to make me feel better? And I, again, I'm probably not making any sense right now, but I promise some point soon you will get an episode of me talking about astrology on its own and law of attraction on its own and all these other things on its own, because again, there is so much out there that I just want to talk about and that I want you guys to know and that I want to kind of share and have this discussion with, because I love having these kinds of discussions. And lastly, talk to people who are on the same path as you are. And I'm not saying that like, oh, you're both starting your same journey at the same time. I'm saying like, talk to people who are also in the same spiritual realm as you. I know I love talking with people about, you know, the law of attraction and how it has helped them, and people who are involved in, you know, crystal healing and stuff like that. And especially now, I've seen a lot more crystal shops pop up and like natural healing shops. So they sell, you know, the variety of the chakra crystals and crystals with their own purposes, but they also sell things like bundles of like sage and stuff, and they probably have information on like Reiki and, you know, singing bowls, is that what they're called? I don't know, but they have information on everything that, and literally anything and everything spiritually. And so once you start talking to them, and you can kind of open and expand your scope more. And my journey actually started with just finding this interest in crystals. I had hopped on this train a few years back, and I just remember getting like a little tiny thing of crystals and then a couple of bits of essential oil, and then really using that to kind of just, you know, alleviate headaches, and then crystals to open up, you know, I'm more attracted to the blue crystals because those open up your throat chakra. And again, I will talk about this. If you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry. I will talk about this some other time, or you can do some research. Check out my Pinterest, as I said before. But then I was talking to a lady at a crystal shop, and she's like, oh, she had said something about like manifestation and the law of attraction and something about the universe. And I was like, huh. And so I went home and I looked up stuff about the universe, and I was like, oh, okay, law of attraction, here we go, baby. And I just hopped into it. And the more you expose yourself to people in this kind of community, the more you're going to learn, and the more you're going to say, do I want to apply this into my life, or do I want to apply that in my life? You know, it goes back and forth, and it varies. So I think that's all the information that I want to share now in terms of diving into, you know, exploring spirituality. This is kind of like the baseline. I've just stuck my toe in the water in terms of these discussions that I want to have. And I'm sorry if this was very vague. I'm sorry if this wasn't, you know, what you are expecting, but if you already kind of have your toe and you're kind of already starting to branch out, I hope this kind of reinforces though and kind of helps you on a path into finding these kind of things if you're already starting on this journey. And if you're not, maybe you're going to want to look into some of the names that I've mentioned, some of the topics that I have talked about. So with that, I'm going to plug my pop culture plug for this episode. And this is something that a lot of the stuff that I plug, and I realize this, have already been out for quite some time, but I don't care because I'm the kind of person that, like, if I really like something, I'm gonna stick with it. And it's actually a playlist that I have on Apple Music. And if you want to follow my Apple Music, my profile is Kyla Nicole 2013. If you want to see what music I'm listening to, because I listen to a lot of music, but I have a playlist titled "To All the Boys I've Loved Before." You guessed it, it is a playlist inspired by and with songs from both of the "To All the Boys" movies. "To All the Boys" is my favorite book series, and just the soundtracks and the songs that I have on here, just they instill such a nice vibe, and they're so happy. And I really needed a little pick-me-up this week. I've been running myself ragged with working, and just the playlist makes me so happy, and it makes me feel so good and just light, and just to be in love with Peter Kavinsky or John Ambrose. We can have a whole if you want to talk about "To All the Boys," let me know. Team Peter or Team John, let me know. I'm Team John. Yeah. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you would like to reach me, you can of course DM me on Instagram at @GetAlohaSpirit, or you can email me at Kyla@GetAlohaSpirit.com. And of course, if you would like to see content like this or similar or other cool stuff, you can check out my website, GetAlohaSpirit.com. Thank you for tuning in, and I will talk to you next time. And of course, don't forget to stay vibin'.